Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a weekly broadcast from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, hosted by Melissa Burney. Last year was the first ever cross-border Hacking Health Winter Detroit event held at TechTown Detroit. Building on the success of last year, Hacking Health Winter Detroit 2 will be crossing the border into Windsor for this year's event. Hacking Health Winter Detroit breaks down barriers to healthcare innovation by bringing together IT and healthcare professionals across the U.S.-Canada border to collaborate, dream up, and design apps for patient-centric care. Joining us today is Dr. Philip Ola, professor, CEO, researcher, consultant, and entrepreneur to discuss the event. If you are a designer, developer, healthcare practitioner, coach, or mentor, this show and event is for you. Dr. Ola, welcome back, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So you've been on the show before. We actually met last year. We're talking about the first ever hackathon that was held at TechTown. I'm sure you're excited to be doing it again. Let's start with a bit of a recap. Can you tell us how the program started, and can you share a little bit of last year's results?
Excellent. Yes, I can. So Hacking Health started about 4 years ago in Montreal in Canada, and it really came out of the frustrations of the healthcare practitioners and the tech guys not really working together to develop solutions that were patient-centric and relevant. So they got together and decided to have a weekend-long hackathon where, you know, they incorporated all the different facets of from the healthcare perspective to work jointly on projects. So they're multidisciplinary teams, they're very focused on a single problem, and they work together over the weekend. So that weekend kind of revealed that this is a really cool way and fun way to develop projects. And since then, since the Montreal event, the Hacking Health has grown we have 33 chapters all over the world. Hacking Health events take place on 5 different continents. There are 529 projects that have come out of Hacking Health around the world. And this also led to the Windsor Detroit Hacking Health. So last year was our first time doing this, and we are unique in the fact that Windsor Detroit Hacking Health is the only cross-border Hacking Health event, and that is cool from a lot of different perspectives, because when you're talking cross-border, you have to understand that we have two different healthcare systems that we're working and we're hacking up. So you can have participants from US and Canada in the same team working on a very unique problem to one of the US or Canadian health systems. So we're breaking down barriers, and we're doing a lot of really cool stuff. So last year, I talk a little bit about last year's event. So last year's event was, I would say, a phenomenal success from the point of view that we had over 250 attendants in TechTown. TechTown is a great space for collaborating. We had some phenomenal speakers who came to kind of motivate and give some insight into what we're doing. But more importantly, we facilitated the development of some very cool ideas that have since then turned into not just projects, but have really turned into ventures that are still being explored within the health system. So we're really looking forward to this year's event.
Fantastic statistics there about how the event started, how it's spreading. And I do remember some of the stories coming out of last year, so I'm really excited to hopefully learn a little bit more maybe about some of those opportunities that have expanded and are still being researched today. You mentioned, I think it was 529 opportunities. That's phenomenal.
And just sort of just to follow up on what you just said there, Melissa. So just to give you an idea of some of these opportunities and where they lie. Just thinking about this, one of the big announcements from Hacking Health this year was the idea of an accelerator. So some of the key ideas that have come out of Hacking Health are now in an accelerator where they actually get funding to develop some of these products. But from a Winter Detroit point of view, I just want to kind of mention some of the great products that we are, or great ideas that turned into prototypes, which are now turning into systems that are being developed. So one of them, one of the prizes we had was an incubation with Tech Town and to go on to the DTX program. So one of the Hacking Health winners, which is called PRN Care, it's an Uber for home healthcare. So if you have a family member who's sick and you need someone to come around and look after them, this application will match you with a carer who can come to the house, a qualified carer. So this particular product won the DTX prize as well, and has now, from what I hear, they're now launching their first product. We also had a Canadian, that PRN Care was an American. We also had a Canadian product called Stent Tracker. And from what's going on with that, there's been a lot of progress. They participated in the eHealth Ontario, eHealth conference in Toronto. And they're now having a lot of momentum. And the actual idea of tracking stents is really resonating within the Canadian health system, because one thing that we want to do is be able to track supply chain components from where they were manufactured to when they die, not the patient, the devices die. So if you have an implant, you really want to know, you know, where it came from, just in case of the recall. And at the moment, you can't do that. So the Stent Tracker project really, you know, resonates well, and it will be morphed into some of the other initiatives that are happening within the province. And there's quite a few other ones, but I'll just leave those to us as examples of how these projects are really making a difference within the healthcare system.
It's always fantastic to hear about the success that these events have, and thank you for sharing those too. So in looking back, and having these two successes, and you've alluded to others, did last year's event achieve the after-event goals that you had for it?
Oh, definitely. And because really what we were trying to do was use this as a way to really gauge where we were, not just from the developer's point of view, but from a health systems point of view, all the different health systems that we have in the region and all the incubation space and all the accelerators. And there's a lot of work going on within healthcare within this region. It's very understated when you look at the amount of innovation resources and funding. It really is, it's not really, we don't receive the credit that we deserve. So one thing that came out of Hacking Health was the creation of a med health cluster within the region, which has 15 organizations. It has all the major healthcare providers. We have Henry Ford, Beaumont, U of M Michigan, all the major healthcare providers. Then we have all the accelerator spaces, Tech Town, Automation Alley, and I'm not going to run through all of them, but we have all the key players from the region who are now collaborating, and we're looking at how do we work together as a unit to be able to incorporate innovation into the health system. So when you say, did we achieve what we're trying to do, we more than achieve what we're trying to do. From the point of view that we are not just a weekend hackathon now, we are basically we are a movement to accelerate healthcare within our region, and this is something that's going to go on beyond the weekend. So the Hacking Health event coming in Windsor is just a weekend, but after that weekend, we will continue to work together with our partners to look at different ways that we can engage with the community and with our partners throughout the year to make sure that we're learning from what we developed, and we're also creating new innovation opportunities throughout the year.
Fantastic information. You've kind of answered this a little bit, but so last year's event was the first of its kind. I'd like to know a little bit more about why Windsor and Detroit chose to work together on this initiative. And then also, tell us a little bit about, so last year was in Detroit, this year the events in Windsor. Can you give us a little bit of details about that as well?
Okay. So I think Windsor-Detroit, when it comes to, we have a very strong relationship. I mean, we're in different countries, but there's a lot of collaboration between the two countries. But there's always that little bit of hesitancy when it comes to having relationships and really moving things forward. And we have the bridge and we have the tunnel and we have all these different projects. But again, everyone's always looking after their own interest, and so you're at the table and everyone's looking down. But this is the first time that we're all around the table and everyone's looking up and engaging. So it's a perfect example of how the barriers no longer exist when we're collaborating and when we're moving things forward. And I think that's why it's been so successful in developing other initiatives moving forward, is because really this is something that everyone's passionate about. The fact that you're a Canadian, the fact that you're American, the fact you're from Henry Ford, the fact that you're from Windsor General, doesn't make a difference. You know, we're really focused on the same thing, and it's how do we innovate our healthcare to make it, to come out, to have better outcomes and reduce the cost of delivering care. So I think that's really what makes this event special. And so to give you a little bit of a taster for the Windsor Detroit and 2016 event, so we're going to host it at the University of Windsor. It's been, our main sponsor this year is the Epicenter, which is the University Accelerator. And we're hosting it in the nursing building, the Toldo building, and we're also using part of the medical school. So we have a lot of space to play around with. So this year, what we're going to do a little bit different is we're going to incorporate a sensor challenge or a sensor hack. So we will have some sensors available, and we're going to welcome participants to think about how they can use this data from the wearables to develop or incorporate into their applications. One thing that we're realizing this year is with the Fitbits taking off like crazy, with the Apple Watch coming out, there's a lot to be said about capturing your own information and incorporating it into a meaningful platform. And we're seeing some great applications. We're seeing some great results. If you look at clinicaltrials.gov, there's over 8 trials now that are using the Fitbit as a means to collect data. So I think it's important that we recognize the benefits of sensors and wearables. And with that said, we will have opportunity this year to actually incorporate that into your design. So that's going to be one new piece that we have. And then the other cool thing, which happened very, very recently, was Apple last year, they launched a framework called Research Kit, and it has been very successful for research as a way to accelerate mobile health research and to capture data from patients using mobile devices. This year, they're going to be launching something similar for the development community called the Apple Care Kit. And the Care Kit comes out in the spring, which we are very close to the spring. We're still waiting for the weather to change a little bit, but we're almost there. So they're going to be launching this new care kit in the spring. And we've just had word that it's going to be available for us at the Windsor Detroit Hacking Health. So we're going to be having a launch party for the care kit, and we'll have some workshops. And we're hoping that we can get some developers there who want to develop against this Apple Care Kit and really just show us what kind of things they can do with it.
Congratulations. That's absolutely like the best news ever, right? This Apple Care Kit on top of everything else.
Yeah, oh, it really is. We're really excited about it. I mean, at the time, it just kind of worked out for us, and we're completely set up for this kind of a platform and framework. So it's just all the stars are aligned. So we're really excited, and we really welcome any developer who's maybe had some experience with the research kit or is considering developing an application, but they really don't want to go through all the hassle of looking at standards and things like that. Come and hear about the care kit and see if it's something that might work for you.
Very nice. So you mentioned developers. Who is the target audience to participate in this event?
So developers, obviously, designers, obviously, but I think it really is anyone. I mean, just thinking through last year's audience that really made the weekend memorable, we had students from high school who were collaborating with a local hospital to develop a mental health application that they can use to, you know, record incidents, record how they're feeling, and have this platform send information to the relevant people. So it's secure, it's compliant, and it allows them to communicate in a way that they're comfortable communicating with their mobile devices and the images and their video. And that was developed by a bunch of high school students. So we're really, when you say who is the main audience, it's anyone who is has anything to do with health, as a patient, as an advocate, as a health practitioner, whether you are a nurse or you are a health finance guy, a health business guy, a health tech guy. It really doesn't matter. Anyone who has anything to do with health or has an idea about how health can be improved, how wellness can be improved, how they think something should be done better, then this event is for them. We don't actually do anything that filters out any idea. If you believe your idea is the best idea in the world and you really want to work on it, then you can come along and you can work on it, and you can persuade other people to work with you, and you can pitch it, and then you can demo it at the end. So we have no filters. We will welcome anyone with hopefully good ideas, but anyone who is passionate about their ideas can come along.
Ooh, if they don't have an idea, but they're just kind of passionate and they want to be involved, can those people come too?
Those are the most important people, because one thing that we don't want in the event is having 100 ideas, because it makes it very difficult to go through the pitch sessions and the demo sessions. So what we really like are the people that are just, you know, passionate about healthcare or have some skills or believe they have some skills. We really want those guys with no ideas, so they can come and they can listen and they can work. They can find people that they like, or ideas that they like, and they can join a team and help them move that that product forward. So I would definitely reiterate, they are the most important people at this event. You don't have to have an idea to come along. We really welcome people with skills, without skills, even if it's leadership skills, organizational skills, technical skills, design skills. If you want to spend a high-energy weekend with a bunch of very smart, cool people and doing very smart, cool things, then May 13th to the 15th is the weekend you want to be in Windsor, Ontario.
Sounds like a fantastic weekend. Let's go to the weekend itself. So you've mentioned that there's a pitch contest. So I'm assuming the pitch contest happens first, maybe on Friday. So can you tell us a little bit about the steps and how the weekend flows?
Okay, so on Friday, so we arrive on Friday, and we normally have a pitch clinic. And the pitch clinic is really for people who are not comfortable speaking in public or don't understand the flow of how a pitch will go. So what we do is we provide a means for them to learn how to do a pitch. So the pitch clinic happens first, and after the pitch clinic, we go straight into the main event. We have a couple of speakers, very short speeches. We don't really this is not a conference, so we really stay away from long speeches or having too rigid of an agenda. So after we go through the welcoming and what we're about, then we have people who want an idea to make sure that their idea is registered on our Spark board. So one thing that we do is we make sure all the ideas that we are considering must be on our platform. So you can pre-register your idea before the day. But once the idea is on the platform, it means that you're ready to go. So we line up the people with ideas, and we do the pitches one after the other. And we have a little break in between, and then After the pitches, we have a networking event where people who like someone's idea, if two people have a very similar idea, they might get together and form a team. And people that that basically find participants to join them will then meet up and decide where their workspace is and what time they're going to meet in the next day. And the end of the Friday is we have, after the network, we have a little after party, which is close by. And it's at the after party that we really kind of mingle and start the weekend's fun. This Saturday, we have a network, a team building exercise, first thing in the morning. And that's when the teams come together and we just play a little game. It really is a game. It's a competition type game, and I can't give too much away right now, but it's always a fun way to start the day. We have breakfast together, and then people just go in their teams and they start working and they start hacking. We provide lunch. This year we're getting rid of the tea coffee break. We had a coffee break midway last year, and we're replacing it with an ice cream party. So we're hoping the weather's going to cooperate so that we can, you know, enjoy our ice cream party in the midday. And people just work all the way through Saturday. And the Sunday is really where a lot of the activity and action is. We have a demo clinic in the morning where we really kind of help people go through the structure of their demos, make sure we've got all the right cables for them, making sure that they have everything that they need because they only have a limited amount of time. And then we will provide some coaches as well that actually help you to talk through the important pieces of what your solution looks like, because when you're a lot of people fall into the category where they try and build everything out. So we really have to have mentors that can really scale you back so that you can get the point across. So once all that's done, we go through our Spark board and we schedule the pitches and the demos, and we assemble our judges. We've got a very esteemed group of judges there who are very healthcare centric. So we are hoping to give a lot of good feedback to anyone who comes to pitch their idea. So after the pitching is done, the judges will deliberate, and then we make the awards. We're probably going to have around six awards that we give out, which are based on, could be social impact, could be best patient engagement, could be best clinical applications. So we will decide those nearer to the time, and then we make the awards, and then everyone goes home. So that's the flow for the day. It goes very fast. It is a lot of fun, and you do feel like you've done something meaningful by the time you get to Sunday.
So two questions result after all of this is done. So you said you go home for the day. How are you tracking these people after they go home? And then if someone comes up with an idea, who owns the intellectual property rights or solutions that are developed at the event?
Excellent questions. So regarding the first question, how do we track them? So almost every prize has a level of engagement with one of our local regional accelerators. So you could be in Tech Town, you could be at the Epicenter, you could be at Ann Arbor Spark, but you will be somewhere very credible with some great resources to support you and back you up. So what we will do, which we're going to do a lot better this year, is we're going to have check-ins with the winners just to make sure that things are going along and we can provide advice, guidance, and mentorship. So that's one way that we're going to keep track of them better this year than we did last year, but it's a learning process. And then the second question regarding the IP. So it's whoever has the idea has the IP. We don't take any IP. We don't take any kind of credit for your product. All we do is provide you the resources moving forward that will help you to make that product a success within the healthcare industry. So we do provide what we call an IP clinic, that talks through some of the key things that you need to take care of when you're looking at developing a new intellectual property. We cover trademark. We cover you know, what things are patentable, what things can you copyright, and the best way to engage with the health systems. So those belong to the innovator, to the idea generator, and to the team if the team wants to stay together and work on it together after the event.
Thank you. So this is the second annual event. So last year was in TechCon. We've talked about that, and this year it's in Windsor. Do you expect to continue holding this event annually? And if so, will you continue to rotate between the two countries every year?
Yeah, it's the only fair way to do it. I mean, Tech Town space is amazing. Everyone loves that space. I don't know if you've ever been down there, but if there's ever an event in Tech Town and you've never been there, please just try and go once. It really is a high energy space, and Windsor has a lot to offer as well. And the reality is, we have to rotate between the two countries, and we are going to keep rotating between the two countries, because although people typically don't mind the crossing over and coming back, the reality is you are still crossing an international border. And when you're doing that, there are always risks associated with crossing that border. Anything can happen. There could be a lockdown. There could be, I cross almost daily, so I can tell you there's a million things that can happen that will make you miss your meeting. So that is a risk, and it would be unfair to say only Canadians should go to the US once a year for this event, and that's why we rotate. Now, that said, we will provide letters so that when you're coming into Canada, it'd be relatively easy and straightforward for you to get into Canada. And also, there are so many commuters that live in Windsor, come to Detroit. People live in Detroit, work in Windsor with all the automotive. It really is not as daunting as you think to cross that border. So I really want to say to my American colleagues, it is not a big deal to cross the border. Please feel free to give it a try on the weekend and come and pay us a visit. So we will be switching venues each year. And regarding the second question, are we going to continue doing this? Yes, we are definitely going to continue doing this. Like I said before, it's not just a weekend hackathon. What we develop over that weekend takes the momentum we develop, takes us all the way through the year to the next year. So it's the thing that really brings together a lot of the work that we're doing in the region. We bring the key players together over that weekend. We strategize, we energize ourselves, and then we move ourselves forward to the next year. So we're hoping to have this as an annual thing, and there really is nothing at the moment that I can see that is going to stop us from doing this moving forward.
Great news. If someone wants to participate in this event, how do they register?
So you can go to our website, and there's an Eventbrite link on the Hacking Health Windsor Detroit website, and you can register there.
What do they need to bring with them?
Themselves. And, of course, no one leaves home without their computers these days. So, we do have some computers at the venue, but I would definitely advise you to bring along your favorite computer. If you want to hack a device, we will have some devices available that you can, and the software development kits available that you can use. But just bring yourselves. That's all we need.
So for those people who maybe aren't able to attend this year, are there going to be Twitter feeds or Facebook posts, anything like that they can follow on social media maybe to try to get involved from a remote location?
Yes. That's a very good point. We do have a Twitter feed. I don't have it open at the moment. I'm afraid. I'm just quickly going to look for that. But if you go to our website, you'll be able to see our handle and our Twitter feed on our website. And you can also participate on our Spark board. So if there are some really good projects that you're passionate about, you can vote for the People's Choice Award. And that will could translate into a winner at the actual event.
Excellent. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave our audience with?
If you are free that weekend, please visit our website and sign up. We are really looking for I think we have max about 60 tickets left from about 250, and we're hoping to get as many U.S. participants as possible. So again, if you're in the U.S. and you haven't signed up, now there's still time, there's still spaces for you to sign up and come along.
Wonderful. Dr. Ola, thank you so much for sharing information about Hacking Health Windsor Detroit 2 event being held in Windsor, May 13th through the 15th. There were so many great stories last year that I can't wait to hear about this year's event. I will definitely be following remotely and be watching for posts during on social media there during the event and then after. And it was a pleasure speaking with you again.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. And again, please, our handle is HH Windsor Detroit, Hacking Health Windsor Detroit, and Cross Border HH. So please feel free to tweet us. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
The Mobile Technology Association of Michigan provides excellent resources for businesses and individuals in the mobile wireless space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. If you have a question or want to know how you can get involved, you can email us at info@gomobilemichigan.org. Thanks so much for listening and make it a fantastic week.